A ban on DEI initiatives at public colleges is pending with the governor. State lawmakers are expected to take up proposed education administration rules, and the Thunder lose a close one to the Nuggets. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, May 6th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A bill to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives at public colleges and universities is heading to Governor Kevin Stitt's desk. We get details from Robbie Korth.
Senate Bill 796 would ban higher education institutions from using state money to support DEI positions, activities, or programs. It explicitly prohibits schools from requiring employees or students to share preferred pronouns, craft inclusion statements, or take DEI training on campus. The measure passed along party lines in the House, like it had in the Senate. Governor Stitt is expected to sign it. Language included is similar to an executive order he put out in 2023, banning DEI on public college campuses around the state. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
Oklahoma lawmakers are looking to reject a rule requiring citizenship verification in schools. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more.
Senate Joint Resolution 22 by ADARE Republican Michael Bergstrom aims to strike several of State Superintendent Ryan Walter's proposed administrative rules, including a new requirement for schools to verify the citizenship of students and parents during enrollment. Pitched by Walters as a means of accounting for what he calls the burden of illegal immigration on Oklahoma schools, the rules spurred protests from students and educators, and pushback from Governor Kevin Stitt. The Oklahoma State Board of Education approved the rules in late February and sent them to the legislature for approval. Lawmakers have sat on the issue until now, 3 weeks from the end of the regular legislative session. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Lawmakers are expected to consider the rejection tomorrow. After its first meeting in April, Oklahoma's new Wildland Fire Working Group has thoughts on the state's response to wildfires and other natural disasters. Grayson Wheeler reports on what the group says about the state forestry services.
Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur says the forestry services role has changed over the last 15 years. Its original priority was to protect the state's timber crop, which mostly comes from the east. But as Oklahoma has seen more dangerous wildfires, the forestry services have become a more important part of emergency response statewide.
I think that's why we've seen a little bit of evolution of what is the expectation of response, where are those resources, what do those resources look like.
Headed by Arthur and Secretary of Emergency Management Trish Everest, the working group is tasked with answering these questions. Suggestions from their first meeting include changing long-standing practices about where the Forestry Services positions its resources and designating a full-time emergency response liaison. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Oklahoma City Thunder dropped the first game of their second-round playoff series against the Denver Nuggets last night. Aaron Gordon's three-pointer with 2 seconds left lifted Denver to a 121-119 upset victory over OKC. Coach Mark Dagnold says the Thunder will learn from the loss.
It wasn't our cleanest game. It was kind of a coin flip type of game. We allowed them to get back in it and make it a possession game. Gordon made a shot, credit him, and we just got to be better.
OKC will try to tie up the series during Game 2, set for tomorrow night at the Paycom Center. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and while you're there, we invite you to subscribe to the all-new Radioactive newsletter. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.